Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
All righty. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had themselves a good weekend. Steph will be back tomorrow, so only one more day of dealing with me, and then you get a breakup in this. You get some delightfulness in your ears, the very wonderful Steph, and I'm not going to lie, I miss her like heck. It's not easy doing a show by yourself, and it's not as much fun doing a show by yourself, especially when you really like the person that you work with. So I'm really, really looking forward to having her back. And it sounds like so far she has not been kidnapped and or murdered yet while on vacation in Mexico. So kidnapping is a very real possibility. Steph is small and very portable. So I think she weighs about 110 pounds. Easily fit inside of a trunk, whether one that you carry or trunk of a car. And there's just she's a small gal, so I was worried about her going there. But looks like everything so far so good. She posted a dinner that her and her wonderful husband had. She was talking about how excited they were about this, that they were going to a fancy restaurant. And it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's art on a plate. It's like three bites and then a bunch of art all over it, and I'm sure that it's an all-inclusive resort, but I'm sure that if you had to pay for that dinner, that those plates would have been $25, $30 a piece, when I would just rather go down to the local hole-in-the-wall restaurant, stop by the local either the diner or the burger joint and get, you know, a burger and a whole plate of fries for $7.50. That's more my speed. I have a hard time paying a lot of money for food like that. I don't really. Steph is the more the frugal one. I have no problem. I don't care how much things cost, like the cable. I don't care. I don't want to. I tell my wife, like, she takes care of all the bills, and I say, I don't want to know how much it costs. Just pay it. If we don't have enough money, then cancel it. If we do have enough money, then pay it. Other than that, I don't want to know how much it costs. I don't care how much really a pair of shoes costs. I'll pay, you know, upwards around $80 for a pair of shoes. And I'm not talking like basketball shoes. Like, I'll pay $80 for a good pair of Converse. But for meals, I really have a problem paying a lot of money for a meal, because I don't understand why it needs to be that expensive, especially when it comes to really, really fancy food. It seems to be the smaller the portion is, the more expensive the portion is. But, you know, her husband's a chef, so she said, like, he can explain all of the different what everything is and why it's there and all the flavors that go with that. And I guess that's, if that's something that you can really get into, then hey, more power to you. Then go ahead and enjoy the heck out of that. But that's not. I also hate hearing people explain the way food tastes. Like, if you watch the Food Network, now when it's a cooking show and somebody made something, they're always like, yeah, it tastes too oaky, and I'm not looking for that in my flavor. But when, like, they're out sampling, like, let's say they go to a restaurant and someone cooks something, they never go, that tastes terrible. It's always, oh, it's really got an earthy taste to. I hate that kind of stuff. I don't know, like, here's a cheeseburger. Tastes pretty good. You know, it's got some pepper on it. Got some cheese on it. Okay, I don't need it. It's got a subtle hint of a Mont Blanc wine that it's been soaked in. I might not be smart enough for this kind of stuff. That's probably what it is. A lot of these things in my life that I don't like or understand, I usually chalk up to me not being smart enough to know what they are or to be able to figure them out. And that's one of those things. Maybe I don't have a refined enough palate. Debbie said, I hate paying for TV. So, Aaron, that's a me problem. That's 100%. I don't think you guys get enough of that when I'm saying this kind of stuff, is that I am very self-aware that a lot of the issues I have with the rest of the world are me. It's not them. It's me. And I don't think there's enough people that are willing to admit that I understand that I don't like going out, not so much because of them, because I know how I feel about them. They're probably just fine, more than likely. I am not. But I also can realize that. I think the problem comes when people don't realize that and they continually blame them. Now, there is a lot of, I wish they weren't the way that they were and then I wouldn't feel that way about them. Sure, there is some of that. But there is also a part where it goes, oh, I know it's me. And when it goes like going to restaurants, that's me. That's 100% me. There also is a thing in my family that we call the force. And I didn't know this was actually a thing. And it had a name to it until when me and Lily were visiting my dad last year. And I said, yeah, we used to go to this restaurant all the time as a breakfast place. And I'd get the same thing. And I'd always order it, no hollandaise sauce. It was like a skillet. It had like ham, bacon, some country fried potatoes, an egg. I'd get a hard-boiled, or not a hard-boiled egg, an egg over hard on top of it. And it came with hollandaise sauce. And I don't want any hollandaise sauce. And I'd say 25% of the time, it would come either with hollandaise sauce or with extra hollandaise sauce. One time, it was swimming in hollandaise sauce. And hey, sure, hollandaise sauce is great, but I don't want it on my breakfast. That's not what I wanted. I wanted my skillet the way that I wanted it. And I said, yeah, we had to stop going there because my food would just get messed up constantly. And my dad said, oh, that's the force. I said, what do you mean it's a force? What's the force? And he goes, well, that's what it is that I call it when I go to a restaurant and they always get my food wrong. No matter what, when I go out, it's a thing. I'm not a superstitious man or a religious man, but the force is very real. My daughters and my dad all went to White Castle while we were there. Me and the two girls and my dad went inside and we ordered a bunch of burgers because there was a lot of us and we were heading over to my dad's work. We ordered like 30 cheeseburgers and a couple other sides and things like that. And as we were walking out, I said, I didn't even think about this. And my daughter Lily says, what? And I said, they definitely got something wrong inside this bag. And she goes, well, how do you know? And I said, there's four of us. Jones times four, that's force times four. I said, I wouldn't be surprised if every one of these cheeseburgers is a raw fish. Like that's how messed up things can get when you add all of us. But I know with going out and eating fancy food, it's a me thing. When my dad was in town for my wedding, I took him out to the Old Fashioned, great burger joint here in Madison. If you're listening to the podcast outside the area, it's a great burger joint in downtown Madison. And first off, he complained about the walk. We're at the Hilton, and it was probably about a 8-block walk, and man, he complained the whole time. And he's decently looks like he's a fit guy, but apparently walking, I'd say 8 blocks. I'm going on the high end. It more realistically is about 4 blocks from where we were at. Just complained the whole damn time we got there. Then we got there, and he got a cheeseburger. And said, I'll have a cheeseburger. And then the waitress, because this is Wisconsin, said, what kind of cheese would you like on that burger? And he said, oh, American. And then she said, no, we have real cheese. Boy, was he pissed. And so he ordered cheddar cheese, because that's what you should do. And then she walked away, and he said, I thought you told me they'd have the cheese I liked. And I went, I forgot that the cheese that you like is pretty much melted plastic. Like, this is Wisconsin. This is the land of beer and cheese. You don't come here and order American cheese on something. Like, you get good cheese. We got aged cheddars. We've got cheeses that your mind can't even wrap itself around. But yet you go with that. And so that was a him thing. That wasn't a them thing. That was a his taste buds thing. And I totally understand that. Janine, that's Big Mike's adding mayo to everything for me. Got to stop going there to sub because I don't know. Okay, absolutely right. If you go somewhere and you order something the same thing and you want something a little bit different, hey, don't put this on there. And then they insist on putting that on there. Then that's absolutely going to screw with you. Yeah. I mean, and sometimes you got to figure, you know, the person that's working the register, not paying attention, you know, a lot of times. And you only get so many chances. I mean, that one there is a them thing. You know, my issue with the breakfast place was a them thing, probably created by me, by the force. The force created, I mean, it was a two-part series right there. All right, we're going to jump on air. We're going to do the Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Here we go. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Steph is not in today. She will be back in on Tuesday, so she's traveling from her very wonderful vacation. Sure, she'll have a lot of stories about that. Weather today, it's a bit slick, so if you're listening, you're probably already in your car. I did not see the salters out. Correct me if I'm wrong. Go ahead and float me a text and let me know if you do see anyone out salting the Beltline. And if you see any bad road conditions, send us a text, 608-321-1063. but when I was driving in, the side roads were still pretty slickery. Patchy fog today, mostly cloudy skies. Going to get up to 39, so I'm hoping that some of this snow will melt and we can look like it's supposed to look this time of year and I can get the leaves picked up in my yard. Starting off, not too bad, but you're going to need a coat. It's 35 at 542. So Steph is not in, but we do have a little piece that you may have missed that we did a few months ago, because there's something about Steph that is that you notice right away when you meet her, and that we've gotten a lot of comments on. Her laugh. Either you love it or you hate it, and I decided to go ahead and take that laugh and turn it into a product, because what we are here, if anything, is a marketing company. We're always looking for different ways to make a little bit of extra scratch. So here is a little product that I came up with that I think that you will find very useful in your everyday life, especially on a Monday if you're having a hard time getting up.
Are you having a hard time waking up in the morning? Your old alarm clock not doing the trick? Or are you tired of that dated alarm sound? New from Jackson & Jackson, the Steph Peters Alarm. Start the day with the joyous laugh of Steph from the Today's Q106 Morning Show. You can sleep soundly knowing you will be awoken by the sweet laugh from your favorite Today's Q106 Morning Show personality. You'll be so awake, you'll never want to go to sleep again. The Steph Peters alarm can also be used to scare squirrels from your bird feeders. Get yours now before they sell out. Warning, the Steph Peters alarm could cause fits of morning rage and extreme shouting of expletives.
And if you would like the Steph Peters alarm clock, just simply text Steph to 608-321-1063. It'll show up right there on your smartphone. Yeah, can't wait to get old Steffi back and to have a little breakup in the old monotony there. Miss that laugh. But yeah, Debbie, you like that? The force is what my family calls it. The force, because there's just I didn't come up with this. My dad came up with this. So anytime me and Lily are out somewhere usually it's a sit down place. Normally, if it's somewhere you sit down, things are bound to go wrong. I will say, Copper Top. It's a breakfast restaurant over here by the studio, and they're batting damn near 1,000. I mean, they've got Ty Cobb type numbers. They are winning the batting title every single year because they hardly ever make a mistake. I can't honestly think of a time they've ever made a mistake on my food. Only maybe they didn't crisp up the hash browns as much as I would have liked them to. But other than that, I got to say, Copper Top, wham, knocking it out of the park. Now, we're talking about food and the title of today's podcast, I Can't Quit You. I'm struggling right now. I'm having a bit of a hard time with the food. I did really good last year. I got on the keto diet, hashtag Keto Bandito, and I lost about 40 pounds. I was down under 200, and I know this is a terrible excuse, but we all have excuses for why things in our life happened. My dog got sick, Winston. He was diagnosed with lymphoma around the beginning of the year, sometime in January. And then so sometime in February, when things started kind of, tracking downhill for him, we were kind of doing a little bit of emotional eating. And I was doing so much cooking for him. Every day I would come home and I would cook him chicken breasts and boiled hamburger with rice in it. It's the easiest way to cook hamburger. Then you just scoop the hamburger and rice out. And we took him off of kibble completely. And we were really trying to stoke up his diet to, really try to keep him as healthy as possible. And I was doing so much cooking for him, and I was looking for just eating convenience. And I started eating more than I should and eating things that I shouldn't eat. And then doing things like eating after 7 o'clock. Then after he passed away, then after that, my excuse was I'm just not in a good place, emotionally, and I'm going to go ahead and enjoy my food for a little bit. And then over the last 8 months or so, I've got myself back up to 230 again. So, boo. And it's to the point where the pants that I was wearing that were falling off of me are now too tight. So I've really packed the weight back on. And I know if you're Nathan Nutrition over there and you're going, well, that's because it's not a diet. I need to find a change of lifestyle. Absolutely. I get that. Keto was my change of lifestyle. And the no more snacking and eating at night was supposed to be what it is. But I've been back to doing that again, and I'm just having such a hard time with that. And it really boggles my mind because I was able to quit smoking, and I was a very heavy smoker for a long time, for over 10 or 13 years, and I wasn't one of these, I only smoke when I drink, I only smoke when I go out, I only smoke when I'm around other smokers. I smoked morning, noon, and night. I smoked about 2.5 packs a day every single day. I smoked like it was my job, and for a little while, it kind of was my job. I was laid off in the wintertime. I just sat around and smoked cigarettes and play video games all day, but I was able to go almost cold turkey with that, and I really kind of changed my life on that. Something I talked about on the podcast back in, I want to say May, late May, beginning of June, I had a problem, and for the last 20 years, I've had a problem with marijuana. I know that I have friends who are very pro-marijuana, and I still am. I think it should be legalized. There's, you know, honestly, no harm in enjoying that, just like there's no harm in having a glass of whiskey at night, but I was enjoying it a little bit too much. And every single day when I would get home from work, I would smoke, and then I would smoke, you know, all day until I'd go to bed, and then I'd get up and, you know, rinse and repeat. I would never smoke when I went to work. Now, when I was a landscaper, yes, and that's not a very good idea. And I did a lot of dumb things, a lot of dangerous things, and then I just realized one day that I've got a problem with this, and I need to put it up. Doesn't mean that, you know, after things get legalized and if I'm at a party at some point and somebody's passed around a doobie, I'm not going to jump on it. I'm going to be 100% open on that. I can't say that, you know, that I won't do that. But I didn't want to be an everyday smoker, and I really was. And I tried to quit before, and I never could. And I just went one day, I went, you know what? That's enough of this. And I just stopped. So I was able to stop that as well. But man, with food, it's something that I really have a hard time getting a handle on. I don't know if it's because it's so much more convenient, if it doesn't seem like it's bad for you until it is. And I'm trying my best to make healthy choices, to, you know, eat chicken breasts instead of having pasta for dinner and stuff like that. But I'm a convenience eater. Where do I want to go home at lunch and cut up a chicken breast and cook it and then sit down and eat that? Or do I want to just go ahead and boil some water, throw some ramen in there, and go ahead and knock that out? And I'm not going to eat. It's another problem I have is my portion control. I'm not going to eat one or two packets of ramen. I'm eating three packets of ramen. I'm not going to eat, like last night we had mashed potatoes, and mashed potatoes aren't really allowed. Potatoes aren't allowed on the keto diet. I ate probably about two damn potatoes worth. That's a lot of potatoes. Like, potatoes are big, and I'm not talking like a little small, I'm all big old russets. Knock those things out. I have a serious issue with consumption. With things, and that's something that I've been battling, and it sucks because I felt really good about myself last year around this time because I was already probably 15, maybe 10 pounds down, and then the holidays you got back up, but I mean, right around the first of the year I was down to 200 pounds, so, and the holidays coming up, and I don't take my vacation, my diet on vacation. When I went to my dad's house, you know, I'm going to enjoy the foods that I'm going to enjoy. It's just too difficult to do that, but I keep on finding other reasons to have excuses to do things. And, you know, anyone out there who's trying to do the same thing, who's struggling with anything, you know, you're not the only one. It's not easy. And it's not always just as easy as, well, make healthier choices. It's easy to say that, but there's a part of your brain, an addiction part of your brain. Same thing the people that have alcohol issues and things like that, that just go, this one isn't going to kill me. I mean, this isn't going to be bad. And you're right. The one bite isn't going to. The one sip isn't going to. But, you know, the 15 that follow, that's really where the problem is. And your brain finds ways to justify stuff. And that's not easy to do. Debbie says losing weight is hard and it's expensive to eat healthy. I will disagree with that a little bit. It really isn't that expensive to eat healthy. I've been looking into while we were doing this, I was looking into a lot of the things that we were buying. And, you know, to be honest with you, buying a jar of pasta and that and some the sauce and all that stuff that goes into it, it's only a couple more dollars to get a couple chicken breasts. I mean, to be totally honest, you know, you can find good deals on food. Healthy food is not that expensive. Eggs are a really good food for you. They're not that expensive. The time is really what I have the issue with. Just actually sitting down. I make all of our dinners at home at night, but in the afternoons. And then, of course, after I get done eating dinner at 5:30 or so, at 7 o'clock, man, I really want ice cream. You ever had ice cream? It's incredible. And we have some healthier choice ice creams. Halo Top, shout out, what up to the lemon. But you ever had Ben & Jerry's? Ben & Jerry's is the bomb diggity. It's so good. So it's hard. It's hard to purposely make yourself do this kind of stuff when it's so easy to, I don't know, to make other more fun choices with food. So I am trying, but man, it has not been an easy road. So I'm hoping to get right back on track, and then hopefully by February be back down around 200 again, and then I will be definitely bikini ready by the summer. My goal is to get to about 185. I don't mind carrying a little bit of extra weight. I've never been this big. For the last few years, it's the biggest I've ever been. I don't mind being a bit bigger of a guy. But I don't want to. Most of my life, I was 140, 150. I don't want to get down there. But I know carrying this extra weight is hard on me and my knees and all that kind of stuff. So I'd like to kind of get rid of that to get myself looking and feeling a lot better. And I haven't been able to skate in a while because, well, the weather. And then I didn't skate. I haven't skated since probably, and it's sad, August. August or July, and I love to skate. I still watch skate videos every night before I go to bed. I just kind of had a lot of stuff going on and wasn't able to make the time to get over to the skate park. So that's another big part of it too, is I got to find an activity to keep me moving and grooving. So if you are out there and you're trying to do it, you know, there's people that are don't like ice cream. All right, well, I don't have anything to say. Gee, John, they go, ice cream's my kryptonite. Mine as well, man. You throw some peanut butter and some ice cream and you got a party, buddy. But if you're out there struggling with something, you know, I totally get where you're coming from. So thank you so much for listening. Steph will be back on tomorrow. Like, share, do all that kind of stuff. Please, 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 if you hear this podcast, just smash that share button. That is a huge deal to us. We're really trying to get our listens up and grow this to bigger and better. And the people that enjoy it, telling other people about the podcast is really how we do that. So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you enjoying our product. I appreciate all our folks in Wisconsin and other states and even out of the country that like this. So if you do like it, tell your friends about it. They may like it as well. Have yourselves a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.